It's Primetime Stock Watch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stock Watch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
All right, Buckley is back in the saddle. He was out at the Sun River Stay and Play. Well, out at a Sun River Stay and Play.
Correct.
He's calling it the best deal in the state of Oregon.
Best golf deal, I think.
He played five rounds of golf.
You haven't been to the Fairway Village $11 special.
I should probably check that out, too.
Come on.
Got housed with his buddies.
Not incorrect.
Any shenanigans we need to know about?
Oh, I mean, yeah. There were lots of shenanigans. Let's see. There was a cart girl who, within about 3 minutes of pulling up to our carts, offered to whip out the uptops for a fee.
Oh, that even
was
interesting. Better.
Hey, now.
Yeah.
How about that? What's the going rate on that nowadays?
$100, she said.
Wow.
Whoa.
I mean, she thinks she's got some marks here. You're out there playing at Crosswater, which is mostly private unless you do this deal.
Yeah. You are captive, because where else are you going to see?
$100. You're out in the middle of nowhere. She also tried to talk us into going to some karaoke, like, multiple towns away. It seemed all bad.
Inflation is killing us.
Wow.
Well, I thought maybe $40 to do it, a couple 20s. Apparently not.
You know what? I bet it could have been negotiated.
Sure.
We didn't try, though.
Here's 40. Well, she'd probably just take your 40.
Yeah.
And then...
Maybe.
Maybe 40 for one.
Not show you anything.
You know?
I don't know. I got the feeling that was going to be the first step, and then there were going to be other offers after that.
It's called an upsell.
Yeah. Well, let's start in the realm of college football. And before we get into this, obviously I wasn't here Thursday, Friday. Did you guys talk about K-State guy and his burrito?
No.
K-State guy.
I don't even know what you're talking
about. Okay. Well, this is going to have to be discussed at length.
Wow.
On Wednesday, a Kansas State superfan who goes by St. Bill Snyder, he tweeted, much like the Florida State Red Solo Cup guy, slightly different, that if K-State loses to BYU, they did, that he would shove a Taco Bell beefy five-layer burrito
right in the butt.
No.
Yeah. Boy. He pinned the tweet, and as the game began to unfold on Saturday night, well, let's take you to the audio clip first, because it wasn't looking so good for Kansas State in the first place, and then this happened.
On Simon McLennan, averaging 42 yards a boot on 10 kicks, sends a low driver to Kingston, he bobbled it! Kingston recovers it, inside his 10, running away from tacklers, to the far side of the field. Now the 10, the 15, the 20, the 21, the 30, convoy down the sideline, midfield 45-40, 35-30, oh my goodness, he's gonna
just how we drew it up.
No, and the crowd just sets in. The environment is electric. There's nothing that Kansas State can do to stop this momentum right now.
So this man's Twitter claim beforehand got so much traction that even the BYU social media team posted Liv Moss after their win, knowing that the K-State fan was going to have to take that burrito and put it
right in the butt.
So let's take a look at Burrito Man's timeline. He says in the first quarter, we're going to be just fine. Then his next tweet is, I'm going to go smoke a cigarette. The next tweet is, I'm heading to Taco Bell. Then they kick the field goal down 31-6. He said, 8 more field goals wins us this thing. He then tweets, I'm so cooked, bro. And then he tweets a video of him walking in his house, dropping a bag on his counter, pulling a burrito out of that bag, and putting that burrito into the freezer.
Oh, scared me there.
He didn't do that. He's not going to do that.
There's no way.
He's then since tweeted, in talks with Taco Bell execs, we're going to make college football history. And then today, or I guess this is last night, he tweeted, Saturday 9/28, I pay the bet at 9:30 p.m. buy or sell, no. Kansas State man has the courage to do what the Red Solo Cup man could not.
No. Sell.
No, he's not doing it.
He won't do that.
So what's afoot here? What's going to happen then?
But wait a minute. No, what is?
He's just going to say that he did it. You can't show that.
Right. OnlyFans is a thing.
Right. Can you, well, how big is this burrito? I'm not a big Taco Bell guy.
I'm looking at the beefy five-layer burrito.
It's sizable enough.
I'm guessing we're looking probably about 8 inches. And
how much girth?
You know, like maybe two Polish sausages around.
No chance. And by the way,
maybe a big Polish sausage.
Can we talk logistics here?
Well, the frozen is the key. You gotta,
he's
got to freeze.
Yeah, that's why he put it in the
joke was he has to do that to pay the punishment.
Okay,
you
that makes
freeze
sense.
It.
All right. No, he will not do that.
He's not
no chance.
No.
I wouldn't think so either, but he's certainly getting a lot of traction out of this.
We have got to stop.
Yeah, with this.
Yeah, the no upside proclamation.
Yeah, we're eating poo, we're shoving burritos.
Just stop it. Yeah. You don't need to say that.
No.
Just say, hey, if my Kansas State Wildcats lose to BYU, I will be sad.
Yes.
And put maybe a sad face emoji on it.
There you go.
You don't need to say you're going to shove something in your ass. What is the matter with people?
Because it's one thing, like, you didn't see any of that game.
No, I saw a lot of that game.
We took it behind the woodshed.
Oh, I didn't see any of it. It was a beatdown.
I saw the final score.
It was so weird. Like, it was like 10-6, and then just weird as started happening. And more importantly, can we talk about the Whites? Can we talk about the Whites?
Also, can we talk about the fact BYU has a Jewish quarterback?
Would you get his name right, please? It's the Huckin' Hebrew, damn it, and we talked about him last year.
I heard people were calling him BY Jew.
No. I like the Huckin' Hebrew.
God.
My man Retzlaff back there.
Could you mix in a black?
Guys!
Soon-to-be-ranked 4-0 BYU Cougars led by the Huckin' Hebrew, taking down those ninnies from the Little Apple.
He was holding up a shirt with either a friend or a brother, and he was promoting the hashtag BY Jew.
Mm. Well, I think that's great.
Yeah.
But when you say, can we talk about the white? What do you mean? Like the team?
Well, they had a white out.
Oh.
And they wore the uniforms that I wore when we got there, the originals, like the old school all whites.
Oh.
It was a white out. Led by the Huckin' Hebrew and that kid that ran back the muff punt. Guess what? He was white too.
Also, good question on the Vancouver Ford text line. Would Rop's doctor friend be able to talk him through how to extract the burrito?
Yes. Well, I mean, not if it's lodged.
Yeah, plus frozen, you're going to get some sharp edges. That's not happening. Don't
yeah,
do that.
I have a surgeon buddy who this is what he does.
Yeah,
he takes things out of people's rectums.
You don't need to be inserting anything because your team lost.
It's amazing we need a person for that, you know?
Just stop
it. Yeah, it is stupid.
It's a game. And let's be honest, Kansas State isn't that good, and I got to tell you something, BYU's not that good either, okay? We're all going to lose some games this year, and no one needs to be violated because of it.
Let's move over to a little conference.
Go Cougs.
Hell yeah.
And by the way, before you get to that,
sure.
You were not here Friday. He poo-pooed BYU's chances in the Big 12.
I said,
and now look.
I said, if they beat Kansas State, we'll talk about it. And all of a sudden, something tells me Utah will bitch slap us. But hey, we're riding high right now with the whiteout. What?
So Utah BYU is back?
Yeah, they're in the Big 12.
Well, I know.
When's that game?
It's actually weird because you would think it's the last game of the year. It's not. It's like there's like four after it. So I want to say it's like in either end of October, beginning of November.
But you don't play every team in the Big 12. Like, the Big 12 has a bunch of teams now.
Yeah, but the BYU and Utah
will
play
every year. So BYU will play
every year.
Yeah.
They put the rivalry back together, essentially.
They got back-to-back. They got at Utah and then home to the Jayhawks.
Yeah,
dude, November.
Trust me, you don't need to worry about the Jayhawks. They're absolute warmed over garbage.
You don't have.
And
BYU.
You know what? If they lose again, I'm going to shove a burrito in my ass.
I would tell you what. I am wearing my BYU shirt today. I didn't even plan that.
Right in the butt.
I just spilled on the sweatshirt I was wearing, and it was really hot. If there was a BYU Jew shirt, I would 100% buy that thing.
BYU Jew.
I bet we can find them.
You said BYU Jew.
Well, BYU Jew. Yes. Sorry.
So you get it? It's like Jew replaces the U.
I understand. I think I just misspoke. I still like the Huckin' Hebrew better.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Let's go over to the conference realignment talk. This is UTSA head coach Jeff Traylor, who famously gave us the...
It would have killed a lesser man.
...drop. And he's talking about conference realignment here.
Well, Dr. Campos is more privy to that information than I am, but... Her and I have talked quite a bit the last few days about that. And obviously, you know, we're committed to the league we're in, and we're very grateful for the AAC, but we have to listen to people that want to talk to us. And I just think it has to make sense for us. Obviously, geographically, it might not be as aligned as the AAC is. But financially, what does that look like for us? You know, we're a program that's only been playing ball for 13 years. Most of our limitations are strictly just that. We have a booster base that's very loyal. They help us. There's just not a lot of us because we haven't been around very long. Mm-hmm. So it's the same people always having to do the most. And if you have the ability to go somewhere that can expedite the growth of a 13-year program, you've got to listen to it. So what does that look like for us? The details, one, she'd kill me if I said it, but two, she's got to be the one to decide that. And obviously President Amy, is the juice worth the squeeze?
Right.
And I'm just not for sure what that looks like exactly yet, but I do know that that is a real conversation that's happening as we speak.
So we obviously know that UTSA, one of the schools that has reaffirmed its commitment to the AAC. But I saw something interesting today from a Coug fan crying conspiracy theory from the networks. They said, in my conspiracy theory era, ESPN controlling playoff access feels like a big angle here. They own the AAC. They can't let some interlopers come along and devalue their product, then be forced to reward their champion or their conference champion for it. Buy or sell that it's the networks pulling the strings on these conference realignment deals.
I love conspiracy theories.
Is that bad of a conspiracy theory, though?
Seems reasonable.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, so I thought the networks were in charge.
They are in charge, but you're telling me that ESPN is just secretly giving Texas San Antonio more money to stay put?
No, they're telling them, go back and stay put. It'll be more financially beneficial for you in the long run. You're not going to like what happens if you go the other way.
I don't know. I mean, I suppose you could, but they already signed their TV right deal for $9 million. Is it also that hard to figure out that the Pac-12 at $10 million or the AAC at $9 million, and the AAC is already established, you know who your leadership is, they're selling a future of private equity and all these different initiatives that they're going to do, as opposed to packing up and going from Texas with a bunch of teams from and having to fly out west on a regular basis for not much more money for a big unknown? Is it that hard to believe that these teams just looked at that and were like, no, there's not much of a difference here? Like, if Oregon were going to the Big Ten and the difference was $1.5 million a year, would they have gone? No.
Probably not worth it, right?
Are the conferences playing a big role in this? Absolutely. Do I buy that they're the ones that made these teams stay? Did they also get involved in UNLV? I mean, does it say something that UNLV, Air Force, and the four AAC schools all told you no on the same day? I mean, come on. It's not that attractive. It's just not.
Yeah,
to merge with the Mountain West and be done with it.
Yeah, I would sell. I mean, I don't think the conspiracy theory is that outlandish.
No,
it's
I don't
not
either.
Even really a conspiracy theory.
No.
It's just a theory as to why this may be happening, and that could be true, but I don't buy it. I'm going to sell this and say that I just don't think the networks really care that low down the totem pole, do they?
No.
I think the thought is that if they control most of the AAC media, they don't want people leaving and devaluing the conference that they've already paid for, you know?
Yeah, all right.
Well, let's move over to the NFL, where the upstart Seahawks are 3-0. Here is head coach Mike McDonald.
I'm glad we won today. It's like, yeah, we got a long way to go. It's a long season. We got a big game coming up. We're not talking about like division. Our first goal is to win each game, and the next goal is to get in the dance. Then the next goal is to win the division. So we're a long way away from there. So we can help our chances again next week if we go to Detroit and get a win.
Well, between the 3-0 start and now more news coming out about the 49ers injury situations, they've lost Javon Hargrave for the season due to torn triceps, and now Christian McCaffrey going to Germany to get his Achilles looked at. Buy or sell, the Seahawks will win the NFC West.
No, I'm still thinking it's the Niners. I know the Niners don't look great right now, but offensively, they still have it cooking, even without all those guys. If you look at most advanced metrics, the Niners are still a top five offense. And until I see the McCaffreys out for the year, Ayuk should continue to get better. Debo's going to get healthy. Defensive side of the ball is the one I'm a little more concerned with. Their defense is a little spotty, and Seattle looks really good. They haven't played a lot of people, and I liked Seattle. I said this was a playoff team. This was a 10-win team. San Francisco has owned the Seahawks lately, so I don't like making any sort of radical shifts 3 weeks into the season. Seattle's good. They're not going anywhere, but I'm not ready to write off a team like San Francisco, who, by the way, we've seen weird, funky starts from them, and all they do is continue to win. So, and by the way, they should have won that game. 100% they should have won that game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's just it's been a weird start to the Niners, but I'm not ready to make any sort of shifts.
If the Seattle Seahawks do not win the NFC West, I will shove a burrito in my butt.
What kind of burrito?
No, don't.
How about a taquito?
Don't,
I think,
clip
that's
that.
A little more reasonable.
No, I'm just kidding.
Takiyako.
Hey, I'll take Seattle. Why not?
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean,
my Seahawks.
Well, I think that that coach is really good.
Yes.
I really do, and. You know, yes, it's early, and we shouldn't panic about the Niners, but at the same time, the Rams are a mess, injury-wise, even though they won that game. I mean, come on, the Rams aren't going to win that division. They don't have any players.
Yeah.
It was a hell of a win.
Yeah, it was.
But it was kind of fluky, like you said. The Niners should have won that. And then, the Cardinals aren't winning it. I think that Seattle, it's going to come down to, like, the head-to-head against San Francisco. You catch them. I think they catch them here in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And if you can get that one, dude, you're already up 3 on them.
Yeah, look out.
So I'm going to go Seattle.
I think
my Seahawks.
Oh, come on.
Win the NFC West, and Geno Smith.
My Geno Smith?
My favorite quarterback, Geno Smith, and Sam Howell, will be shoving burritos in their ass. I don't know.
As long as you're ready to admit that Geno Smith is good.
He is not good, but he is playing well.
He's good.
He's playing well.
He's good.
But look, I'm the one that has the courage to say Seattle's going to win the division.
That is true.
Okay. Yeah. So let's...
I need to see something besides the Broncos,
get your courage
Patriots,
meter
Dolphins.
Up.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, next week at Detroit.
Yeah, Lions. And then Giants, and then that Niners game.
Stockwatch brought to you by Goldberg Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. In the news is next, we've got a headline of the year candidate. Here's Buck.